There will be plays and authors familiar to people, and others with compelling, relevant content to appeal to a broad audience. Charles Dickens' Great Expectations opens the season this fall. Syracuse stage dramaturg Kyle Bass says the play captures elements of the story and Dickens' craft.
It's about finding what is best and most theatrical in Dickens' words. It's the most theatrical aspects, right? And perhaps the most memorable made theatrical. The language is there, the precision with which Dickens crafted character, and ultimately what comes alive in the stage of the mind when you read the book will come alive on the stage when you're in the theater.
Stage always wants to give families something to do during the holiday season. Bass says the popularity of Mary Poppins might draw some audiences in for the first time.
It's recognizable. It's got a built-in nostalgia. People with children bring their kids to experience what they had experienced, perhaps, in seeing the classic Disney film on which this musical is very much based.
Chim chimmy, chim chimmy, chim chim chimmy, a sweetness as lucky can be.
And Bass assures us most of the familiar songs are there, along with some new ones. Another musical, Ain't Misbehavin', follows later in the schedule. Bass says they also want the season to get people thinking. The 2013 Pulitzer Prize-winning Disgraced takes on the issue of Islamophobia.
And it really speaks to what's happening now in this country, this idea of Islamophobia. It addresses that in a very challenging sort of way. The drama is very sharp. The drama is very compelling. It's very contemporary.
The mystery Death Trap is also later in the season. It's the last schedule for outgoing artistic director Tim Bond.
It's really about offering a wide range of theatrical experiences, but always keeping in mind that there are communities and people who long to see themselves and their cultures presented on stage. I think that's been consistent in his tenure at Syracuse Stage.
It reflects diversities in style, but also in the audience Syracuse Stage hopes to attract. Chris Bolt, WAER News.